Amen. The second lesson we're going to teach, amen, is in the new birth, is the baptism in water. In order to be saved, you must be born again. In order to be born again, you must partake of Jesus' death, His burial, and His resurrection. When you partake of His death, it's in repentance. You partake of His burial when you're water baptized in Jesus' name. You partake of His resurrection when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Examples and commands. A. John's baptism, Luke 3 and 8. John's baptism was John the Baptist to the Jews. Amen. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. John the Baptist came into all the country about Jordan. Amen. He was preaching the baptism of repentance for remission of sins. As it is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Then said he to the multitude, John said to the multitude, that came forth to be baptized, "O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." Water baptism. 1. Prepared the way for Christian baptism for the Gentiles. John's baptism prepared the way for the baptism of Gentile people, us, in Christian baptism. Baptism of repentance for remission of sins. B. There was the baptism of Christ. Jesus himself came to John and was baptized. It endorsed John's baptism and it inaugurated Christ's ministry. It also fulfilled all righteousness and set an example in Matthew 3:15. And Jesus said to John, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. When Jesus came to John to be baptized, John said, "I am not worthy to baptize you, Jesus, but rather you should be baptizing me." But Jesus spoke and said to John, "Suffer it to be so now, to fulfill all righteousness." And therefore, John the Baptist baptized our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Commanded by Jesus in Matthew 28 and 19, also in Mark 16 and 16. In Matthew 28 and 19, Jesus spoke and said, "Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." In Mark 16 and 16, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Today it is practiced, amen, it was practiced by the early church on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:38. When Jesus rose from the dead and went back into heaven, commissioned Peter to preach this gospel, amen. Then Peter said to the multitude, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." In Acts 2:41, "Then they that gladly received Peter's words, they were baptized. And the same day there were added unto the church about 3,000 souls." What is the purpose of baptism? It is an expression of faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we spoke before in Mark 16 and 16, and also in Acts 8 and 12, and in Acts 18 and 18, it states, Mark 16 and 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Acts 8 and 12, "But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." And in Acts 18 and 8, "And Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord and all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized for the remission of sins." Amen. In Acts 2:38, again we reiterate that Peter said, "Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's many that teach that when you repent, that your sins are remitted. The Word of God says that when we repent, that we are forgiven of our sins. But it goes on to say that we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 22:16 says, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." This was Ananias speaking to Saul, who later became Apostle Paul, that when Saul had persecuted the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord himself knocked Paul down upon the ground with a bright light and spoke and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And Saul said, "Whom art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest." Amen. When Saul recognized who Jesus Christ was, amen, the Word of God says that he was led into the city of Damascus, and there he fasted for 3 days and three nights, being blind by the glory of the Lord. And the Bible says, amen, that the Lord spoke to a man named Ananias in a vision and said, "Go to the street called Straight, and there you're going to see a man named Saul. There you pray for him that he might receive his sight, and that he might receive the Holy Ghost." And when Saul was praying, Ananias came in and he said, "Brother Saul, I have been sent to pray for you to receive your sight and that you might receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And when he had prayed, amen, and when Saul had received his sight, Ananias said to him, "Now, Paul, why do you tarry? Rise up and be baptized and wash away your sins." If his sins had been remitted when he repented, there would have been no need for Ananias to say to Saul, "You must be baptized to wash away your sins." We know that water does not remit sins. We know that it is the blood of Jesus Christ that remits sins. Amen. The question is, amen, when is the blood of Jesus applied to remit our sins? Is it applied when we repent, or is it applied when we're baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of our sins? According to Acts 2:38, according to Peter's preaching, amen, we're baptized for remission of sins. Ananias told Saul to arise up and be baptized and to wash away his sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. The Word of God, amen, proves out that the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to one's sins when one is baptized. It is a personal identification with Jesus in Romans chapter 6 and 3 and also in Galatians 3 and 27. Romans 6 and 3 says, "Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" Earlier we said, in order for a person to be saved, that they must partake of the Lord's death, the Lord's burial, and the Lord's resurrection. We said that when one partakes of the Lord's death, it's in repentance. And we partake of the Lord's burial, amen, when we are baptized into his death, amen, by water baptism. And we believe that we partake of his resurrection when we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, eternal life. Galatians 3 and 27 says, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Jesus Christ have put on Christ." Now let's speak about the burial with Jesus Christ. Romans 6, 3 and 14. "Know you not that so many of you that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of life." Now these scriptures are actually Romans chapter 6, starting at verse 3 through verse 14. Amen. It says again, "Therefore we are buried with Jesus by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Amen. These scriptures are telling us that we partake of the Lord's death when we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we were born in sin, conceived in iniquity, that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen. Therefore, our God, in His mercy and in His compassion, made a way that we could put this body of sin to death without actually having to physically die. For God Himself cannot lie. The soul that sins, He said, shall surely die. And then He said, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, God in His mercy made a way, amen, that we could partake of His death, the Lord's burial, and the Lord's resurrection, that we might have everlasting life, that we might be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Water baptism in Jesus' name is part of salvation. If you read 1 Peter chapter 3, 20 and 21, Peter says, which sometimes we're disobedient, when once the long-suffering God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Speaking of the great flood that flooded the earth, Apostle Peter is speaking that there were those who were disobedient, but God suffered with them until Noah prepared an ark. Amen. And Noah and his wife and his three sons and their three wives, a total of eight souls, were saved by water because they floated on the water in the ark. This is the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even as Noah and his family was saved by water, this is a type of baptism. Even so today, we are also saved by the baptism. Amen in Jesus' name. Water baptism, it is part of the new birth. In John 3, 1 and 7, the Word of God says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered him and said, now listen, folks. Jesus said, verily, verily, that is, surely, surely, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. And I state to you, you can't be born again until you first die. And we know now that we can die out to sin in repentance, and that we can be buried with Jesus into his death through water baptism in Jesus' name, we know that we can put the old sinful man that we was born from our mother's womb, we can put that man to death in the baptism. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new. In the eyes of God, when you come up out of that watery grave being baptized in Jesus' name, you are no longer a sinner. But you have become a child of God, a son or a daughter of the Lord God Almighty. And you need to be filled with His Holy Spirit. Amen. Water baptism requires repentance and faith. There is examples in the Word of God. The Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8, verses 35 through 38, then Philip opened his mouth and spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch and began at the same scriptures that the eunuch was reading, and he preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." And the eunuch answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and Philip baptized him. Hallelujah. We know, therefore, that when Philip began to preach the Word of God from the book of Isaiah on and began, he must have spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch about Jesus Christ. He also must have spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch about repentance and the need of being water baptized. Amen. And the Word of God says that the eunuch looked and said, "Here's water. What is hindering me that I might not be baptized?" And Philip spoke and said, "If you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you may be baptized." Amen. Second example is Cornelius. Cornelius was a Roman centurion. Cornelius, amen, was the first Gentiles to receive salvation. In Acts chapter 10, verse 24, the Word of God says, "And the morrow, after they had entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and he called together his kinmen and dear friends." Amen. To give you some background, the Bible says that Cornelius, being a righteous man, that he prayed every day, amen, and he gave alms unto all in need. And when he was praying and fasting, an angel appeared unto him and spoke to him and said, "Send for Simon Peter, which is dwelling in Joppa, in the house of Simon the Tanner, and send for him, and he'll tell you what you must do to be saved." Amen. Now, Cornelius was a righteous man. He feared God with all of his house, and he prayed and he gave alms, but Cornelius was not saved. Cornelius did not know the plan of salvation. Therefore, this angel of God told him to send for Peter, the same Peter that preached to the Jews on the day of Pentecost to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of their sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This same Peter went to the house of Cornelius. Amen. And Cornelius stated in Acts 10:33 through 36, immediately, Cornelius said, "Immediately, therefore, I sent for you, Peter, and thou hast done well that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." They wanted to know, amen, what God's commandments were, that they might be saved. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that fears God and works righteousness is accepted of God. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." In Acts 10, 42-48, Peter went on and said, "And he commanded us," Jesus commanded us, "to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he, Jesus, which was ordained of God to judge the quick, the living, and the dead. To him, to Jesus, give all the prophets witness that through his name," through whose name? Jesus' name, "whosoever believes in Jesus shall have remission of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words to Cornelius, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. When Peter came to Cornelius' house, he brought six other Jewish believers with him. And when the Holy Ghost fell upon Cornelius and his household, these other Jews began to be astonished and said unto Peter, Amen, amen, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard Cornelius and his people speak with other tongues and magnify God. And then they answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they for him to tarry certain days. Here is proof, amen, that God demands water baptism. Amen. When Peter preached the word of God to these Gentiles, amen, they had repented of their sins. Amen. As Peter preached the word to them, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with other tongues, just like they did on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost was poured out. Amen. But yet it was commanded by Peter that Cornelius and his household had to be baptized in order to have their sins remitted. And they obeyed and were baptized. The disciples at Ephesus, another example. In Ephesus, Acts chapter 19, verse 1 through 6, it speaks of Apostle Paul, and it come to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, Paul said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you first believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And Paul said unto them, Unto them what were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Speaking of John the Baptist. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, when these disciples heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied. Here is another biblical proof that one must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Paul came to these believers in Ephesus that had only heard John the Baptist preaching that the Messiah was going to come, and they were baptized under John's baptism to prepare the way of the Lord. But when Paul preached to them Jesus Christ, then they were all baptized again, this time in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, they received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptismal mode. What is the proper way to baptize? We believe that the baptismal mode is by immersion, not sprinkling. Examples, John's method in John 3:23, the Word of God says, And John was baptizing in Aon, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Amen. Here is proof that John the Baptist baptized people in the river. Amen. He baptized them where there was a large body of water. If that was not necessary, then he would not have taken them to the water. If all it took was the sprinkling of water over one's head, then there would have been no need to be where there was much water. Example 2 is the example of Jesus in Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. If Jesus was not immersed in water, then he would not have possibly been able to come up out of the water. Therefore, we know that Jesus was baptized by immersion, that he was put under the water. We know by the Word of God we just taught, that in the book of Romans, chapter 6, that Paul says, "Know you not, as many of you that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death." Amen. We know that it says, "And just as Jesus rose from the dead, therefore we come up out of that watery grave, a new creature, a new person." We were immersed. We were buried with Jesus. Our body was placed under the water. Amen. What method did the early church use in baptizing? Acts 8 and 38. "And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." They used the mode of immersion. Romans 6 and 4. "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life." Buried with him in baptism, wherein we are also risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. The baptismal formula, amen, what words should be spoken over one when they're baptized? By the Word of God, it says, "In the name of Jesus." It was practiced by the early church in Acts 2:38. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Amen. This is the formula, baptism in Jesus' name. Acts 8 and 16, "For as yet the Spirit of God had fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Acts 10 and 48, "And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days." Acts 19 and 5, "When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Acts 22 and 16, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." The significance of the name of Jesus in baptism. The purpose of baptism. Every reason for baptism is also a reason to use the name of Jesus Christ in baptism. Acts 2 and 21, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." We call upon the name of the Lord in baptism. Acts 4 and 12, "Neither there is there salvation in any other name but the name of Jesus Christ. For there is none other name given unto heaven whereby men must be saved." Acts 10 and 43, "To Jesus give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him," Jesus, "shall receive remission of sins. And now why dost thou tarry? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." Matthew 28:19, it refers, amen, to the name of Jesus. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go you therefore," Jesus spoke these words, "go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." Father and Son and Spirit, each are an aspect of the work in our God's plan of salvation. It is all revealed in the name of Jesus. Here Jesus said, "Go you forth and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." If you look, that word name in this scripture is N-A-M-E, singular. One name. Not the names of, but in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1 and 21 states, "And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins." John 5 and 43 says, "I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you shall receive." Jesus is saying, "I have come in my Father's name." What was Jesus' name? Jesus' name was Jesus. And he said, "I come in my Father's name." John 14 and 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. What is his name? His name is Jesus. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Luke 24:47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In whose name? Jesus' name. The apostles fulfilled the Lord's commandments when they spoke in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38 and 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? We are speaking about being born again. We're speaking about becoming a Christian. We're speaking of becoming Christ-like. The Word of God says that there is no other name given unto man whereby we must be saved. No other name than that name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, When I was with you, you did nothing in my name. But now I say to you, everything you do in word and in deed, do all in that name, in my name, that the Father may be glorified through the Son. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And as you read the Word of God, you will find that in every place in the New Testament that people were baptized, they were baptized, amen, from the book of Acts, from the beginning of the church, when Jesus commissioned the apostles to preach this word, they baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins. Amen. And therefore, we preach and teach that when we baptize people in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins, that we are fulfilling God's commandment when Jesus spoke in Matthew 28:19, saying, Go ye forth and to teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When we baptize people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sins, we are baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So far we've covered, amen, God's commandments, amen, to repent. And we've taught on repentance. We've explained repentance. We've taught on and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins. We've taught on water baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. As part of the new birth.